Beth arrested in Libya. 9th of October, 2009. This is Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Tripoli, Libya. A legal attempt to extradite the former Scottish King Macbeth back to Scotland for killing King Duncan, bumping off Banquo, murdering the Macduff family, and consorting with witches to practice necromancy are now being considered in the Libyan judicial system. Judge Ibrahim al-Qaddafi said the charges were, quote, grave, unquote, and had ordered the arrest of Macbeth in Tripoli when he arrived there to pick up the Best Historical Villain Award tapestry. A clearly surprised Macbeth, who thought he was there under the protection of King Thierry Henry of France, was shocked to have a rope thrown around his neck as he was making an exception speech. He said, quote, "The Libyans have no right to arrest me. All this stuff about me murdering Duncan is a lie. I hacked him down with my claymore in a battle when I was in no mood to take prisoners. As for the other charges, I can tell you that they were made up by Anglo-Saxons. I've never heard of Banquo, unless you mean the Banquo of England," unquote. When Macbeth was asked if these stories about him, a knife-happy killer, were untrue, then why was he in Tripoli to collect the award which accuses him of just these crimes? Macbeth said that he was just royal showbiz and a harmless fabrication to help boost the sales of his book, A Royal Guide to Running a Wet and Cold Country. He went on to say, quote, "Now look, this is the 11th century, and let me know if anyone will remember any king from this time. I've been given many awards before, and in France they've long taken me seriously as a very interesting man with a good story to tell. So who isn't guilty of a little bit of elaboration to get a commemorative tapestry woven for them?" Unquote. The French king is said to be making representations to the Libyan government to have Macbeth released back to them, where they say he will be confined to his villa, with only limited access to one loose woman a day. However, Libyans are said to be less than impressed with this offer, and are almost certain now to send Macbeth to Scotland to face trial. A spokesherald for King Malcolm of Scotland said, quote, "He's a very dangerous man. We have a charge list, but I can scroll right now down to the bottom if you're interested. Macbeth is a bloodthirsty loser, and us Scot hate wingers more than we do the English," unquote. It is understood that the tapestry prize has now been awarded to Duke William of Normandy. His brother Odo was there to collect it on his behalf. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Unnews. Thank you for suffering.